launching your new single. So tell us about that.
I'm hopeless at talking about the single. Well, the single, Mozzie's had the song for about 2 years, just kicking around on the acoustic, and he showed us probably about 6 months ago now, and then we just sort of started fleshing it out as a band and working with a producer called Stephen Schramm. And yeah, it came out a couple of weeks back, and we're touring it in November and December up East Coast.
Cool. Mm. And you guys are also doing the Buckley Festival tomorrow.
What's that
like?
We've done that how many times now? Three.
Basically, yeah, it started off as a 50th birthday party for a really close friend of ours, and he decided just to throw a bash down the coast, and then it just turned into this ongoing annual festival, which it's an absolute treat, man, because it's basically just a gathering of people and friends, and it's not a...
It's not a
high-rolling festival like your Paul or Pyramid Rock.
Yeah. It's a small gathering.
It's awesome.
Mm.
So you guys, the band, I'm saying that you guys have toured for a year, like 2 or 3 years now, 4 years, how long that is, and you guys are actually growing as a band, like you've done the Busking on the Street to being this biggest band that pulls out, all about selling out this venue, no less. And how has the band, how has the hybrid and touring changed you as a band to inspire you to write new music? And
Well, I think it's just the conditioning of being on the road, being away from home, and just getting up every morning and having to drive, you know, for a bunch of hours, and then set up for the gig that night, and then do it all over again the next day, and all that sort of stuff. It's just stuff that makes you grow as a musician, and when you're playing together for, you know, every night for like a couple of months on end, touring around, like, that just makes you a better musician, really. Makes you tighter as a group. Mm.
And inevitably the music will change a little bit as well, like you don't tend to stick to the same sound over time, and it sort of progresses into something else. And
yeah,
we've been through a few different phases and different styles and all that.
Yeah, it definitely inspires you to play your music, try and think outside the square, because you don't want to play it the same every night.
Exactly.
And then that inspires you to write more music, and then you have to take time off the road to actually spend some time writing it, and that's basically where we've been at for the last 5 months.
Cool.
Yeah.
So you guys have also, I've noticed you've been to Japan. What was that like? Playing somewhere different?
Japan was really good. Mm. It came about, we did a festival in Perth last year, and a guy called Shin from Peavine Records was there, and our manager picked up a meeting, and he really liked the album and released it over there, and it did pretty well, and we got invited to do, it's called the Green Room Festival.
Mm-hmm.
It was amazing, like, considering we're pretty much unknown. We were unknown, the reaction that we got, and, you know, we sold a few records, and
that's good.
It was just awesome being in another country playing your tunes, you know. It's cool.
Beautiful culture.
Mm. Yeah.
Bizarre culture too.
Lovely.
Yeah, then the way they go about their festivals and music, it's so, like, festivals in Australia compared to festivals in Japan. Like, Japan, they all run on time, and they're all such a syndicate.
What you'll find in Japan is that basically, what I've noticed and what I've read, is that Japanese fans, so like either like Japanese music or Western music. So you find a lot of people, like some people who like your band, and a lot of other foreign bands only like foreign music. Then you have the people that will only listen to Japanese music.
And, yeah, definitely. Quite right there.
But yeah, they've got a healthy scene there in terms of music.
Yeah.
All different styles of genres.
They go crazy as well, like watching bands on the main stage and stuff. They just went to some of the Japanese sort of big bands, they were just going absolutely berserk. And like costumes and get ups that some of the artists and stuff had on were just, you'd never see it here.
Yeah.
Not to that extent anyway.
No way.
They put on actual shows and stuff, but most of the time it's not even just a band standing there playing music.
No.
Like, there was a first band that had all those performers and they're climbing up scaffolding, and they wore crazy costumes on and doing
stuff. They toured Australia recently.
They played the Forum
the other night.
Yeah.
What was the band?
Boredom or something. No. Yeah, something Boredom. They did this thing under the Brooklyn Bridge in New York where they had 80 drummers come and play grooves underneath the Brooklyn Bridge, and they suddenly just became this massive world, you know, renowned band.
Mm. So you guys have also had a song in the movie as well, Matching Jack.
Yeah. Yeah, that was exciting.
Yeah, big time.
So have you seen the movie where it was placed and stuff? Yeah.
We've seen the movie a couple of times.
Yeah, it was great. They used it for like the climactic scene at the very end of the movie.
Wow.
It was very, very heartfelt and sort of, you know, it was very actually quite emotional watching the whole movie, because it's quite an emotional film.
Really emotional.
And then at the end, at the very end of the film, you know, like you hear your song that you've been playing, you know, in pubs and stuff for the last however long, play at the end of the movie, and it just was quite a emotional time, actually. Quite a nice little moment.
So where has been your favourite place to play in Australia?
Byron
or Byron, Prince. I love the Prince.
Yeah. The Sydney My Music Bowl was a hell of a buzz.
Yeah.
That was an amazing stage to be playing on. That was a really big amphitheatre sort of thing. Like.
What was that part of?
That was part of Ragamuffin.
Ah.
Yeah, with the Ziggy Marley and Arrested Development.
Right. That was cool.
That was really great.
Probably our biggest venue that we played at. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, our friends,
Ziggy,
come on.
I was ashamed of name dropping.
So did you guys get to do the one in Rotorua?
No,
only one we didn't do was New Zealand.
Such a bummer.
Really? Yeah.
I think the deal was they had to have an Aussie, we were classed as an Aussie band, opening up, and then in New Zealand they had three New Zealand acts opening up.
Probably would have been Catch a Fire, Black Seeds, or...
Yeah, Catch a Fire and...
Or Cora. Cora.
Freddy's haven't done it yet, but they should. It'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Seeds are doing it this year. Next year. Black Seeds, yeah.
Great.
And the Red Eyes, do you know the Red Eyes?
Yeah, I know Red Eyes. I know the guitarist of the Red Eyes.
Yeah, cool.
Damien?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
Yeah,
he's awesome.
Yeah. So you guys play, I assume you play with direct influence, right?
Yeah.
We played with them once
at Fed Square this one time. It was sort of charity gig. It was a couple of years ago. But we also played in Byron earlier on this year. And they were playing at the Beachy, and we'd played the Beachy the night before. And we were hanging around to play at a wedding, actually, that night. And they were playing the Beachy, so we're hanging out with them. And we catch up with those guys. And we were supposed to actually play with them last Friday at the ESPY with part of the Deep Roots Festival.
Yeah, but I know since you guys got stuck in traffic or something.
We got stuck in the floods. It was worse than that, flooding, yeah.
Just sitting on the road for hours.
Yeah.
It was terrible. And
hello,
hiya.
Hello.
Bianca, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, nice to meet you.
Yeah. Okay, spit it out. So, yeah, you've got one album right now, and what do you hope to do? Are you likely to have an album next year? Or?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the plan.
Yeah, hopefully next year we'll have an album ready to be released. Not too far into next year.
Are we going to release another single before we put the album on? Do you think?
More than likely.
So at the moment, pretty much a lot of us here, we've just been writing and recording and doing all that sort
cool.
of stuff.
Cool. But pretty much, we're looking at booking in February at Sing Sing. It's just the producer's having twins, so we're kind of waiting to hear back on when he's available.
That's good.
We're shooting for February.
Once you have twins, I think your life gets spun upside down.
I know.
Yeah.
So how's the New Zealand audiences responding to the music?
Really well, surprisingly, because we haven't actually given it that much of a push since we've been over here. We've been focusing more on Australia, and it's something that we really want to work towards in the future and actually get back to New Zealand on a more regular basis. We went back there once for a tour, and we had a really nice response. We had some good crowds and they were really into it and stuff, and it's always good to play in your home sort of country. But yeah, it's something we really want to get, we want to focus on a bit more in the future once we release the new album.
So has New Zealand picked up the radio to be playing the music in New Zealand? Or?
A few stations, not commercial radio, but like, yeah, there's a few stations that were playing it, but it was more word of mouth and just because we're from there, I think, like a lot of people were singing the words, and it's just an organic sort of thing, more so than hearing a song on the radio and then coming to the shows.
So who have been some of your favourite Aussie artists that you've enjoyed playing with, toured with?
Australian artists.
Yeah.
Beautiful Girls were a really cool bunch to tour with, hey. That was some good shows.
There's a great band called Kingfisher from Brisbane.
Yeah.
And they sort of, there's a circle of sort of rootsy, gypsy sort of reggae bands like Kingfisher, Cooey, and there's another one, I can't quite remember, and they all sort of share...
Chocolate Strings.
Band members, yeah, maybe Chocolate Strings, and they share band members, and they sort of, there's this vibe out of Brisbane where they just play really soulful Australian reggae music.
Cool.
We saw them a couple of times up in Brisbane. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Middle East, we haven't toured with them, but we saw them play in Woodford, they were mind-blowing. They were really good.
So, in on the last question, what's been the one band you've seen recently that's really blown your way live as band members? Has been sort of inspired you to write songs?
Should we go in the circle?
Okay. Go. Regan, do you want to start?
I'd have to say the Middle East.
Should we go clockwise?
Yeah.
Was that at Woodford?
Middle East at Woodford, that was one of the best gigs I've ever seen.
That was quite good.
Saw them twice, yeah.
Cool.
Blew me away. There's been heaps, that's just...
Yeah, there's heaps. So many bands. Almost every time you see a band, you get inspired. But just recently, actually, last night I went to a show. I'll tell you a little bit of a story. When we toured WA a couple of years back, we ended up having a couple of young dudes support us. They were just a duo at the time, two guys playing guitar.
Mm-hmm.
Called the Joe Kings. And they were just outstanding. They blew us away when we first saw them a couple of years ago, and we had them support us again every time we've been over there. And they just embarked on their first tour, and they've acquired a bass player and a drummer since we saw them last, and they won a Whammy, and last night I saw them at the Evelyn, and they've just grown so much as a band, and it's really good to see these young guys just coming out, and they play beautiful blues, rock,
cool
sort of music, and they're outstanding. That's probably the best live show I've seen from an Australian act in a long time.
Mm. Nice. The standout for me was we did a festival up at the Woodford area. It was a planting festival, and the singer from Augie March, Glenn Richards, did a solo set, and there was probably, I don't know, maybe 100 people sitting on these little chairs in this tiny tent, and it was him and his guitar, and he played a mix of his songs and Augie March songs, man, and it was so beautiful and breathtaking. Awesome. Just a guy and a guitar and the songs, the way he sang the songs and what his songs were about, it struck me, that stood out for me.
Okay.
That's alright.
You saw the police, didn't you, Danny, with the MCG?
I think
that's what I'm stopping now.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Cool, no worries,
man. Thanks, guys, bro. Appreciate it.